Frost and a little bit of freeze occurred this morning in portions of the upper Midwest, and it looks like the cold will shift off to the east overnight tonight and become focused on the eastern Great Lakes region and portions of Manitoba and Quebec. The cold is not expected to cause much damage any more so than it did this morning. This morning's temperatures did get down to 30 degrees as far south as Medford, Wisconsin. And a number of areas in northeastern portions of Minnesota reported temperatures in the upper 20s. So it is that time of the year. Frost and freezes are going to become more common as we move forward in time, of course. But really, over the coming week to 10 days, there's not much other risk of frost or freezes across the majority of the Midwest, at least not on today's computer forecast models. Now, there is a cold air mass a week from now, next Sunday into Monday, the 23rd, and we'll likely see a risk of some more frost across the Great Lakes region. We'll keep an eye on that cold air mass. There is potential that it might become more significant, but more likely it will not. In the meantime, the majority of the Midwest is not expected to see much in the way of adverse weather. A good mix of weather is expected to occur, in fact. Periods of showers and some thunderstorms will occur in the western Corn Belt most often over the next 7 days, and this will include some of the very driest areas of Iowa and northern Missouri, maybe portions of northwestern Illinois, and neighboring areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin. There will be a warm front that will be responsible for shower and thunderstorm activity initially across some of these areas, and that will develop very quickly over the next day or so, and we'll likely see that frontal boundary becoming more active tomorrow into Wednesday, and we'll probably see enough precipitation come with that system that we will see some further easement in the dry bias that's been prevailing across some of those areas in the western Corn Belt for a while. Now, over the weekend, we already saw some shower and thunderstorm activity, and certainly cooler temperatures occurred across a big part of the Midwest, and that really helped a great deal to take the stress down off of most crops that had been really struggling in recent weeks. Obviously, it's too late in the season to seriously improve production potentials across most of the Midwest with the rain that has already occurred and that which is coming. And certainly the cooler temperatures, though, have reduced the stress, and some crops will see better environment for filling. But it's also the 16th of September, and with it getting later and later, the odds are pretty good that the crops are eventually going to be forced to start shutting down their development. So the amount of time the crops can benefit from the precipitation coming up is going to become more and more limited as we move deeper into the month. Well, I mentioned the showers and thunderstorms in the western Corn Belt coming up here tomorrow into Wednesday as the warm front pushes into the region. May see amounts running anywhere from a tenth to 5/10, an isolated 3/4-inch amount. The warm front will lift to the northeast and probably bring some precipitation to Wisconsin and portions of Michigan as well as these areas that I've mentioned previously. A cold front will come in right behind this and produce some additional shower and thunderstorm activity beginning on probably Wednesday night and focusing more on Thursday and Friday. And it's Friday that we'll probably see rain finally push into Ohio and Kentucky and southeastern portions of Indiana and southern Illinois. So these areas will be dry most of this work week. A favorable environment for crop maturation and some harvesting will likely take place during that period of time. We will expect to see dry weather come in after this frontal system pushes through the region. And as I mentioned before, if we're going to see another shot of cold air and potential for some frost, it would occur behind this frontal system during the coming weekend into the early part of next week. We'll continue to monitor that cool air mass. It may be a little bit exaggerated, but that's probably our next opportunity for chilly weather. And the next chance for rain will probably come in right after that as that cool air mass shifts off to the east. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.